And we're back from recess. There's two or three issues here that we need to finish. Back on R&B, I had something there, and I need to talk with Randy when he gets back over here.
But
it was on Quail Road, and I'll go into that when he gets here.
I've got another issue on a road that that's the call that I just took. Do we need to call Randy and have him come back? Because we've got board appointments. I had actually had two individuals and board appointments that I had told you gentlemen that I thought I had the appointment.
Well, let's go right into that. We've got it scheduled, let's talk about county board appointments. Go ahead.
Okay. Two of my people that actually had called me and wanted to be on the boards backed out this morning. So I don't have any other than one of the park board members needs to be filled, and I haven't been able to get in touch with the gentleman. He has been contacted by the other park board members. I seen him in passing and said something to him about, here, you're interested, yes, and that was it. So
can we move what we've got now to like a week from today, till Thursday for board appointments?
That's fine.
Did you have a chance to talk to the name that was given to me that you discovered?
I tried to call him last night a couple of times, and I could not get in touch with him. I tried to do that. I think that would be an excellent choice.
Yeah, if he would do that, that would fill that Big Creek spot.
Really, the other person, Ron, that I'd mentioned for the Big Creek position, who had served on P&Z for 20 years in the rural location, said that he wasn't interested this morning. Well, I got the word from his wife that he wasn't interested anyway. So,
well, then there's some finality to it.
Yeah, I felt like that was a final decision, possibly.
Is it okay to move that till Thursday, guys?
Let's move those all to Thursday, unless you guys have some.
The appointee, there is going to be a meeting of the executive board next week, so we just won't have someone at the table then. Because that's the requirement, is that we're supposed to have someone appointed by each political subdivision. So, but yes, that's fine.
When is that meeting?
Tuesday at 8 o'clock, I believe. I'm looking for the email right now.
Now, Jim, which one is that, the one you got?
That's the regional economic partnership that we formed.
Right.
They have the executive board, which we have a seat at, and they're looking for a designee from the county.
For next Thursday.
Well, next Tuesday.
I would be delighted with y'all's permission to attend that meeting at 8 o'clock. I've got a 9 o'clock appointment in Branson on Tuesday.
I can I'll double check the time. I mean, I went to the first one, but they're looking for a designee. But yeah, that's fine. Let me just double check the time. See him. I can't find it yet.
Now, we also have that Attorney General foreclosures discussion on the 29th, that evening at 6 o'clock at Hollister, correct?
Yes, someone's doing a presentation.
From, the Attorney General's office.
Right.
You wear that, Jen?
I didn't hear. I wasn't
There's a press release upstairs on that.
Yeah. Thursday the 29th, a representative from the Attorney General's office at 6 o'clock is going to be conducting a meeting in Hollister regarding foreclosures and help for individuals who had been foreclosed upon, some improperly, some, I don't know what all the words were, but what it sounded like is there might be some relief. And when we heard that the AG was conducting those throughout the state, we thought that would be a good idea to do it here as well.
Is that the reenactment of the plan that failed and everybody?
think it's something to do with the ruling. I think it's something about ruling that made money available to those who were foreclosed in a certain time frame and how you access it. I think Missouri has $150 million allocated in this settlement. Bob Dixon has all the details. He's the one who kind of coordinated with us.
Yeah. I remember hearing that on the national news.
Interesting note, in case there's not an article, Tuesday the 27th is the filing deadline for county offices. Okay, guys, we need Randy, don't we? And Linda, is that?
I don't know how you wanted to do that. That's for all executive, is what Nikki is saying.
Can you have her get a hold of the party and have them show up, and we'll take care of.
Sure.
Do you want to go into executive and retrieve these?
If you got Randy's thing about Quail Road, it's not executive.
Two quick issues. You had one and I do on the road.
Okay, all right.
Are you getting Randy then?
Well, this might be executive on this other one.
Okay, well, I know that one's not, the one Ron's got.
Yeah, that was just a call this morning. I wish I'd brought it up to you. Dave.
It's already been out. You go see Nikki about that.
Okay.
Ron, you got me to call Randy?
Yeah, that's where I was. Somebody wants some coffee? I'm going to get myself a cup.
I'm full.
Lynn, you sure? Danny?
No.
Buy a cocoa all the way up?
No, the machine's empty things. Did she send that out this morning?
About 2 weeks ago. We've had it set for weeks. It's just a reminder.
Okay. I wonder if I don't remember.
It was a form. It wasn't from us. It was somebody else's press release that we just go up and talk to Nikki.
Yeah, we're ready for you back over here. All right. Randy, I probably ought to talk to you about this deal here for not going to go. They call me. I've had 2 or 3 calls from the little stretch of road that we chip and seal that Jim's over there. Chopped road or something like that. They said it's like 100 yards long. They said it's got potholes in it worse than.
White Star?
Yeah.
Up there by the Pinnacle?
Yeah, this is a piece of property.
What does a gentleman know around it? What they need is that the road is narrow, the road is beach there, and it's quite a seat. They have the chips and a portion of it, and that's what they do for all of this. It's a natural project. I guess, from the point of the wood college, you get it, which is kind of the end of the night after some of the times. Not what we were close, so. Well, no, we were up there doing. Jones Road, and that's White Star up there, but
that's
where that is.
Okay.
That's where our view store.
Yes.
For salt.
Depends on how good the property is.
Well. Let's go back from recess. Randy, I had a call.
Okay.
From a gentleman named Paul Willman, W-I-L-M-A-N. Phone number 33614. I shouldn't say that on the air. I'll give it to you.
All right.
He lives on Quail Road, the portion that's not in the city. There is an individual that lives at 368, who is apparently doing some commercial business, grass cutting, brush removal, etc., brings it down, puts it in the county right-of-way in front of the culvert, burns it, and the culvert's constantly clogged. So, when it rains, as it has been, people get flooded. And I told him that I would have us look into that.
Okay.
That's his number that I gave you. That was his name. I'm going to show you the number, so I don't need to advertise that over the air, but
is that that same culvert we've had questions about, Jim?
New issue.
Individual that's doing the work, and that's
the new issue now.
But I mean the same area, I guess.
Same area. Remember the sewer department, when they redid the lines, caused some issues. It's a new issue.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was all I had, Dave. You already?
Randy's over. Got that other thing straightened up there. And
ready to go in.
Randy, on that road, why don't you boys take some two or three loads of base up there and fill them in for temporary?
We can do that. It does need the work done that Harlan wanted to do to it, but it's going to take some time to do that.
I just wanted to get that
properly, but that, it's got some serious troubles that we need
Get that solved.
Okay.
Today or immediately while the rain's going on, just go ahead and send those trucks up there and get that done.
We will take care of that.
All right. I'm going to go into executive then if there's nothing else pending that I'm aware of. Nothing? Motion to go into executive pursuant 610021. Subsection 1, 2, 3, 12, and 17.
I'll second the motion. There was something that needs to be taken care of, but we can do it after we come out, I guess. I heard reports that they're calling our meeting this afternoon at 4:30 instead of at 2.
Tammy Hagler sent an email saying that she's corrected that already. They made a mistake at the location and the time on the radio. Tammy sent us an email saying
that. Okay, it hit the press. So
it is at 2, correct?
2 o'clock, yep.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to sections 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, 12, and 17. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session until we leave for the 911 stakeholders meeting sometime around 1:30.